I would like now to venture into another domain that also in the NATO summit was addressed again and is addressed over and over again. And we see that that is becoming more and more present in the basically in what we fear, which is the hybrid warfare. Mm-hmm. We've seen ransomware, of course, in the US. We've seen malicious cyber attacks. France has endured back in 2015 already with TV5. So all of us have now seen the detrimental effects of cyber warfare just below the threshold of military confrontation. And I would like to ask for the second pitch to be called. Luc Faassen, who's in the audience, has brought this pitch to you. Let's listen to him for a minute.
Conflict between states has taken on a new, more hybrid form in which cyber operations play an important role. Following the recent wave of ransomware attacks, like the one against Colonial Pipeline, halting half of the transport fuels for the east coast of the US, NATO member states are increasingly concerned about malicious cyber activities, especially from Russia and China. Cybersecurity has become Chefsache, and NATO members are finding ways to deter aggressors through resilience, norms, and response. They have boosted their cybersecurity resilience through national, EU, or NATO initiatives. At the summit, the importance of norms to enhance stability and reduce risk of conflict was reaffirmed. Now, these should not only include the norms agreed within the UN, but also the principles of the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace, which took on most of the norm proposals of the Global Commission on Stability of Cyberspace, an HESS initiative supported by the French government. To advance those shared commitments, HESS also co-chairs one of the Paris Call working groups on the Cyber Stability Index. And then finally, in terms of response, allies reaffirmed Article 5's collective defense to cyber attacks and their willingness to collectively impose costs on transgressors. Now, cyber operations often occur below the threshold of an armed attack, circumventing norms and rules to minimize the basis for decisive response. Allies therefore still face challenges in effectively dissuading malicious actors. France and the Netherlands share the same commitment to the international rules-based order and have publicly declared that they have offensive cyber capabilities. So how can they work together to address this challenge and integrate their own sovereign cyber effects into NATO's operations and collective defense?
As Luc was arguing, we just saw your foreign minister, Le Drian, and our then foreign minister, Stef Blok, launching the report that's actually here in my hands. Mm-hmm. So we'll give it to you, and I think everybody in the audience will have one copy. It's the Global Commission on Stability of Cyberspace. Basically, we both adhere to a rules-based world. That is what we all strive for. The Netherlands has done so basically since Hugo Grotius. But we need a new Hugo Grotius. We need a new Hugo Grotius for cyberspace. What is the role of a Ministry of Defense in pursuing that goal? Because the Netherlands is now taking their first steps in this domain. France has a lot of experience already. What would you say to your Dutch colleague when you meet her tonight, or I presume that will happen in these days when you're, during your visit? What would your advice to her be?
Well, I think that this is probably one of the major threats we are confronted with, and it's not an easy one to tackle, because as you said, it's just below the threshold, and it is the combination of few facts which at the end create a major systemic threat. So we can see that the players in that domain are testing us.
Yeah.
They are testing us by attacking an IT hospital system, and step by step they will probably attack more vital, even more vital organizations or systems. So I think that there is absolutely no borders for cyber attacks. So cooperation is absolutely key. We have to cooperate, not only because we need to cooperate in the answer, but also because the protection we need to improve must be seen, I would say, before they are used. An example. The Americans have been attacked severely. the software was at stake. And who builds the software? Companies. So you need to convince an ecosystem that protection is absolutely key. So you cannot deal with cyber attacks only by reacting. You have to take into account from scratch when you create a software that this software can be attacked. And that's why we need to build up a kind of end-to-end system. Another example. When an aircraft company such as Dassault design a fighter, this aircraft company communicates with the French state, with the defense ministry. There are exchange of data. Engineers discuss. And the day the data comes from the defense ministry to the company, then you don't know what happens. And you don't know what the company does with all the providers it works with. So you need to have a kind of continuous security in your IT systems.
Throughout the ecosystem, even.
So throughout the ecosystem. So you have, of course, to protect your own IT system as a defense ministry.
Obviously.
But you have also to take care of the security that your providers, that the industries invest in or not. And so the cooperation that is needed does not concern only the states, but also all the economic players, companies, which provides systems, softwares, and so on. So cooperation is absolutely key. And norms were mentioned.
Yeah.
I think that we have also to work on norms. So it's a very good topic that must be discussed on a multilateral basis. And there are various environments to do so. The UN is a right one. NATO is also a right one. EU is also a right one. And we have to make sure that when EU member is attacked, and it had happened in the Netherlands. I remember very well when Ank Bisseveld mentioned during a NATO session that the OPCW had been attacked.
Yes.
And she said that Russia was probably the origin of this attack. So I remember that very well, because it was probably the first time that we had this kind of statement during a NATO session.
Yeah.
So we have to deal with that collectively.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, France traditionally uses the word deterrent, so being on time. So you said prior to an attack, you already need to be out there. You need to have your ecosystem fully checked. Now, France traditionally uses the word deterrence only in a nuclear setting.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I hear you say now is that this also is applicable to the realm of cyber.
Well, I'm not sure that France uses deterrence only as nuclear deterrence. But France is very sensitive on the way the others use the word deterrence, which is rarely related to nuclear deterrence. And that's also something... that's true.
Maybe that is we should put the nuclear option on the table later. Yeah.
But so, yes, we definitely need deterrence in the cyberspace domain as well.
Maybe I can introduce one more sphere, one more theater, which is, of course, the theater of space. Can I call for the